Howdy. Happy Father's Day. If you're a father here this morning, I want you to stand up. If you're a father, stand up, guys. Stand up. Every one of you that's a father, stand up. Let's give them a big round hand, all right? So thankful for fathers this morning. You know, this is the day that we're celebrating Father's Day. And all you dads out there, we just want to say thank you for what you do in your families. You know, what are some of the things that a father is responsible for? He's responsible for the children that are under his care, correct? I mean, he's there to feed them, to protect them, to teach them right from wrong, to spend time with them, and most of all, to love them, and to love them unconditionally, even when they're little stinkers, right? Even when they're stinkers and they look and they act unlovable, you still love them. You know, he's there to correct them when they're wrong, and he's there to praise them when they do good. You know, generally, help them to grow up to be the best person that they can be. But, you know, not all of us had dads like that, did we? Some of us did, but some of us didn't. Some of the men were kind of cruel. Some of the fathers, they might have been, you know, unfair and uncaring and didn't show much love. But I want you to read about a father that does in 1 John 3. That's 1 John 3, talking about our Heavenly Father. It says in 1 John 3, "See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him." You know, I know my earthly father loved me. When I was a kid, he tried to teach me some things, and I was hard-headed, like a lot of kids are. Not just back then, but nowadays. You know, he tried to teach me right from wrong. He went so far as to teach me how to defend myself if I got under attack. But, you know, being a father is a whole lot more than that. I wish I could go back myself and relive some of the times I had with my own girls. Some of the times that I didn't pay attention to them as much as I should. Didn't do the things for them that I could have done. I was one of those dads that at nighttime, Claudia would be trying to get them ready for bed, and it was tickle time. I'd always get them fired up just before they went to bed, and Clay said, "What are you doing? I'm trying to get them calmed down," but that was just something that my girls wanted to do. They wanted to just crawl all over me and me to just tickle and love on them. And it was a special time for me. I can remember that just so clear and vivid in my mind. You know, but being a father is a big responsibility. You know, I wish I could go back, but I can't. Because of what Jesus did on the cross by accepting me, you know, and giving me eternal life and me accepting him as my Lord and Savior, I became one with him, and I became what is known to be an adopted child. How many of y'all adopted here this morning? Man, you know what adopted means? We are all been adopted by Christ. We are all God's adopted children. We weren't born that way, but he, by receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we became adopted into the family of Christ, didn't we? Amen? You know, but our Father in heaven, he's the one now who teaches me, who loves me, protects me, and corrects me when I'm wrong. You know, he talks with me, and he walks with me. And he lets me know when I'm going down that wrong path. You know, have you ever been going down the trail of life? You're just sitting there going, "Man, I think I'm going the right direction." And then all of a sudden you realize, "Man, where am I going? What am I doing?" I just don't feel the Lord. I feel like I've taken a wrong turn somewhere. And what do you have to do? You have to stop and you have to turn around and you have to go back to where you were when you took the wrong path. You have to ask for forgiveness. But God is so loving, isn't he? He's always ready to take us back. Even when we've done something that is just, in our minds, is so terrible, we can think, I'd have a hard time forgiving my own child for doing that. But he always takes us back in and sets us back on the right path. You know, I have a friend that has a little boy. And this little boy just loves his daddy so much. He wants to be with him everywhere he goes. He wants to be in his pocket, basically. And when he gets up in the morning to go work cows, he's got to either wait and put his boots on outside or he's got to send the kids to the grandparents, because the minute that he hears those spurs jingle, he's up. I mean, he is up and he's ready to go. He wants to be with his daddy. And his daddy don't want to lie to him, you know, and he says, "Where are you going?" And dad looks at him and he goes, "I'm going to work, son." And he goes, he looks down and he says, "What you got your spurs on for?" And he says, "Son, you just can't go. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to stay here." And that's when everything breaks loose. He loses it because he wants to be with his daddy so bad. He wants to spend time with him. He wants to go where he goes and does what he does because he wants to be just like his daddy. That's what he wants. He wants to look like him. He wants to talk like him. He wants to act with him. He wants him to be everything. He wants to be everything that his daddy is. And I can understand that, because when I was little, I wanted to be like my dad. I wanted to do everything that he did. But my dad, you know, he worked out of town, and I remember that I loved it when he only came home on the weekends. And one particular weekend, I was just so excited. I couldn't wait. All of us guys were out running the roads, and we were doing things, and I saw his car coming, and I was so excited, I just throwed my bicycle down, and when he got out of the car, I just grabbed him and kissed him and hugged him. And some of the guys that were around me, they started laughing. And I tell you, it didn't go well, because I didn't take it very good. They said, "Oh, you're a girl. You kiss your daddy." I said, "No, I'm not. I just love my daddy." This boy just kept getting closer and closer. He got right in my face, and he said, "You're a girl." I hit that kid so hard that when he hit the ground, blood went everywhere. I didn't know it, but this kid had heart trouble, and they had to give him this blood thinner medicine. And they warned him, said, "If he ever starts bleeding, you just might not get it stopped before he bleeds to death." And I mean to tell you, there was blood everywhere. And my dad, boy, I mean, you talk about mad. I mean, I was in big trouble. The ambulance came. They stopped the bleeding. And he was just getting ready to whoop the tar out of me. And he grabbed his belt. He says, "What do you got to say for yourself, son?" He said, "You know better than to hit that kid." He said, "Why did you hit him?" And I explained to him. I said, "Well, Dad, it's just like this." And I told him the story. And I said, "And I kissed you," and I said, "and he tried to make me feel bad," and I said, "I'd hit him again if I had the chance." And Dad looked at me, and he just kind of patted me on the head, and he said, "Son, we're just going to keep this between me and you. Don't tell your mama," but he says, "holler real loud like I'm whooping the tar out of you." He wasn't going to whip me for something, for loving him that much, you know, but in Matthew 18:2-5, I want you to read with me something that Jesus said. Jesus called this little child to him and put this child among them. And then he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes humble as this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me." You know, when we're little, we love with a humble heart. We're eager to learn from our Father. We love him. We looked up to him. You know, we want to be just like them. When we get older, pride sets in. We become too big, really, for our britches, is what it amounts to, in the face of God, that is. You know, we have to come to God with a humble heart, realizing that He knows everything and we know nothing. You know, when you're a little kid, you're so innocent in the fact that you don't know everything. And you realize you don't know anything, but when you get to be in teenage years, you think you know everything, don't you? All of a sudden, your parents are just stupid as a rock. They don't know nothing. You know everything. And then when you get to be in your 20s, you start looking back and you go, you know what? They're getting smarter. Every day that goes by, every year, they get smarter. And by the time you get middle age, you realize they were geniuses. I was the stupid one. You know, because they knew what was going to happen to me, and they were trying to head it off. You know, God knows what we're going to face in life. We don't. We come to a situation, and we look at it, and we try to think of it in our mind. He says, don't lean on your own understanding. Don't try to figure it out yourself, because you can't see what's around the corner. But I, your Father, I can see, and I see clearly, and I know what's going to happen if you take this wrong turn. If only we could get to the point in our lives where when we go to make a decision, we talk about it with our spouses, and we stop immediately and say, God, what do you think? Can you just please give us wisdom what direction to go? Even in the littlest things, you know, it's the little things a lot of times that causes us grief. The little decisions that we make every day that cause all the heartache in our lives a lot of time. It's not always something big. If we always carry everything to the Father, you know, when I got in trouble and I needed help, I knew who I had to go to. If I done something wrong, I knew I was going to pay for it, and I knew who was going to punish me. It was going to be my Father. But I feared my dad, but I loved him, and I knew one thing. He wasn't going to kill me. I knew I might have a little pain on my backside for something that I'd done, but I knew that he loved me enough not to kill me. God loves each and every one of us so much that he wants to share, to guide, to teach, to love us so much more than our earthly fathers did. You know, we honor our fathers today, but I say let's honor our Heavenly Father for a change. Let's celebrate Him for what He's done for us and what He continues to do for us every day. Take time today to let God know that you love Him. You know, if my father was still here, I'd call him. I'd say, hey, Dad, I just want to tell you, Happy Father's Day, and I love you. But I can't do that. A lot of you still have fathers here on earth, you know, but I don't. Mine is in heaven. But I can thank my Heavenly Father for what He does for me every day and how He takes care of me. Just tell Him how much you love Him, just as you would tell your earthly father as well. Happy Father's Day, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, just thanking you for this day. Happy Father's Day to you. Thank you for sending your Son, Lord, to die for us. That you loved us that much, that you would put your Son in harm's way. That you would let those guys beat your only Son, tear him to shreds, to almost near death, and then hang him on a cross for him to die. Lord, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't send my child, but you did. Oh, what love it must take for you to do something like that. How much you love me. Father, thank you so much for loving me that much. Thank you for loving all those, Father, that are yours, for loving them that much to send Jesus. Because, Lord, we don't deserve it. But I thank you anyway for what you've done. We love you, Heavenly Father, and I just pray, Lord, that you would just bless each and every person that is sitting here this morning. That, Father, we would all realize, Lord, that you want a relationship with us. Not just come and pray to you once a year or when we get in trouble, Lord, but just having conversations throughout the day. Letting us know and letting you know that we love each other and that we care about each other and that we care about what you think. Father, help us to be more mindful of you and your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank all of you for being here this morning at Common Ground Cowboy Church. If you're visiting here this morning, we want to say welcome. Glad you're here. If you're looking for a church home, we just pray that you would just consider Common Ground Cowboy Church as your church home. This is a loving family, and we love the Lord, and we love serving each other and take care of each other in times of trouble and even when things are going good, and having someone that's got your back and will pray for you when things are not going so good in your life. We've got a prayer request box in the back. If you have a prayer request, you can put that in there. We have a box that you can put your tithes and offerings in. It's a can back up there, a milk can. We don't pass the hat. It's between you and the Lord, what you give the Lord. And I know that he appreciates anything you do. I pray that y'all have a blessed week and happy Father's Day to all you fathers.